This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Knickerbocker is a big win in Detroit.
Right corner, pump fake, Ananobi. Baseline drive with seven to shoot. Towns up top, pump fake, sidestep, right wing three. Got it for the lead! Karl Anthony Towns! Oh, what a shot! It's 94-93 New York with 46 seconds to go. And J.B. Bickerstaff calls timeout.
Yeah, and they would get an opportunity. That was a long three by Towns. That was Knicks radio with the call. And then the final sequence.
Cade to the lane, rises and fires. It's off the heel. Batted around, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, two. Hardaway from the left corner, guns for three. It won't go through.
Oh, they're mad. Wow.
Game's and over. Time appears to have run out on the Pistons.
And time did run
I'll tell
out
you
on
what,
the Pistons.
If they would have called that foul on Josh Hart, I mean, I could understand why they would want the foul to be called.
Yeah,
I mean, he definitely hit him on the way up.
I mean, I think that that is a foul in a game that was officiated differently
not
than this one
game.
Was. Exactly.
Unless you were clotheslining someone and they went down and they were bloody. They weren't calling anything.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So that's a foul in a different game. It wasn't a foul.
I know, but I'm just saying that was a foul. I mean, and I just want to say with Josh Hart, because he gives you so much effort and he does so many good things, that if that would have happened and that would have been a foul, oh boy. Because that was hard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Knicks hold on, 94-93. By the way, they were down 11 with just over 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. You had Brunson in and out of the game with the ankle, but came back and had a monster fourth quarter, 15 of his 32 in the fourth. Towns finished with 27. Here was Gold Tibbs. Knicks now up 3-1.
When things weren't going our way, everyone was just, they said, it's keep fighting. And you win with, you know, your toughness and your discipline. And so you got to bring that for an entire game.
And it was a physical game. Here was Brunson on ESPN on the court afterwards.
I mean, this is a pretty intense game. And just, I don't know how, but I'm happy we won.
You head home. Ankle's all good?
Yeah. Ankle's all good.
Ankle is all good. So that's good news. That'll be Tuesday night, tomorrow night, which will be game five, where the Knicks can close it out. Here was Hart on Towns, because he had that. I mean, you want to talk about a go-ahead three from way out. Also had some crazy shots again, fading out of bounds from in close.
And by the way, I was reading the article this morning by Stephon Bondi. It's basically Karl Anthony Towns giving credit to Kyrie Irving for working on his fadeaway jumper. Over the summer in California, and they really worked on it. And, you know, he was saying after the game how, you know, it's not as pretty as Kyrie's, but it's effective.
Yep, it's all that counts.
Looks pretty. I'm with Kyrie.
There you go.
Nice. Here's Hart on Towns.
Yeah, I mean, that's Cat. You know, you guys cover the NBA all the time. First three quarters, you know, you go out there and you hoop and, you know, you get guys involved. And in that fourth quarter, your guys, they go win you the game. And that's what they did.
And that's what they did. Now, in terms of the final sequence that we played for you, here was an upset J.B. Bickerstaff, as you can imagine, that there was no call made.
There's contact on Tim Hardaway's jump shot. You know, I don't know any other way around it. There's contact on his jump shot. The guy leaves his feet. He's at Timmy's mercy. And I repeat, there's contact on his jump shot.
I always love this when the officials then, after the game, on the post-game reports, yeah, we missed it.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Doesn't matter. But then the other thing is, too, like, you missed it by the letter of the law. Once again, can't say this enough. The way that game was officiated, there was 15 calls that were worse than that weren't made.
Might be more than that.
I mean, so you can't all of a sudden that's a foul to end the game on the free throw line? No. And how about the fact that the Pistons choke like dogs down the stretch? Anybody asking about that? I mean, you guys are up double digits.
At home.
So zip it. Same thing I said to Tom Thibodeau, by the way, after game two. So
zip it.
This is a universal take of zip it with the officials and play better.
All right, well, then you can hold that for just a second, because here was J.J. Redick after the T-Wolves beat the Lakers 116-113.
Let's just start with Luka got tripped. I mean, that was a blatant trip. He doesn't just fall on his own. We watched it. You know, he gets tripped. So we should have been at the free throw line.
Unbelievable. Everybody's screaming about the officiating.
These guys don't care. Well, but you know, this is the problem when you have inconsistency from game to game and crew to crew, you're going to get a lot of complaining. T-Wolves win by three. They're up three games.
But let's also face it. These games are so much more intense.
Yeah, guys are actually playing hard.
They're actually playing hard and competing, unlike, you know, the way that they play during the regular season.
Not the same game.
Right.
Not even remotely close. Anthony Edwards had 43 in the win for Minnesota, and I think Julius Randle had 25 for the T-Wolves. Again, up 3-1. Celtics up 3-1. They beat the Magic 107-98. Pacers up 3-1 on the Bucks, 129-103. The final, Indiana shot 60% from the field. Damian Lillard, the Achilles injury left in that game. Don't know if we'll see him again or not. Mets blew a 7-1 lead in the seventh. Hard to believe, as they've been playing really well all season long and wound up actually blowing a game in Washington.
Stanek set. 0-1. Garcia, it's a bouncy ball to the right side. Alonso fields it deep first. Throws to Stanek. Throws the ball high. It goes toward home plate. Abrams scores to win the game.
And that was Keith Rad with the call on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio. Abrams tied the game with a single and then would score the winning run on that play.
That was horrendous by Pete Alonso.
Bad throw. Bad day, bad throw, as the Nationals get the game-winning error, if you will. And they win 8-7.
I'm sorry. Like, this was really annoying. But the slow motion Stanek on his ass with his hair over his shoulder. I mean, I can laugh at this because they're still 10 games over 500 and they're fine. But I mean, it's just that slow motion there, sitting on the field is like, God.
Pete Alonso looked like he launched that ball.
They just flipped it too high.
Looked like he was, putting it.
It was like he was trying to guide the ball to him instead of throwing it
just
to him.
Let it rip
like pitchers right at him. Like pitchers when they get those ground balls. Yeah. That's why I love to see him do the underhand situation.
Who was the guy in the Cubs that couldn't do it?
And he would Lester.
John Lester. That's right. There you go. Here was Stanek. He says, bad day. Give them credit, though.
They get paid to play ball, too. So, you go there and you execute your game plan. And, a couple balls fall or squeak through.
They did.
This is my first baseman throws a ball to me. I can make an out.
Yeah, seriously.
And also, what led to, you could certainly make the case, part of this comeback was Juan Soto in right field. Mm. Had a little trouble with the sun, and a ball fell in front of him.
I play here a long time. Definitely, I play most in left field. But late, the last couple of last years that I have here, I play right field. But yeah, it's always been a battle with that sun right there.
Man.
At least he was close.
He didn't get within 10 feet of that ball.
You know what they always say? He always has an answer.
He does.
He may not like it, but he has an answer.
He did have a couple of hits yesterday, so he may be starting to feel himself up.
Oh, it's Juan Soto.
Mets now 19-9. They will go for the series split this afternoon at 4:05 on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio. Griffin Canning gets the start against Trevor Williams, one of those odd wraparound series. Yankees took two from the Blue Jays. They win the first game 11-1. Austin Wells a three-run double, so all was good. And then in the second game, you had a couple of home runs that were hit, including one from Mr. Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge leads off here, top six. Judge, Bellinger, Chisholm against Chris Bassett. First pitch, swung on, drag deep to right. Off the end of that ball is driven deep and goodbye. Aaron Judge with a home run and the Yankees lead it 2-1.
Hey now. That was Dave Sims with the call on the Fan. In this second game, Judge homered, Trent Grisham homered, and J.C. Ascara had a base hit and a home run. That was his first career home run. He was with Susan after the game.
Amazing, yeah. About time. I was waiting for a hard hit ball. But, you know, it's a dream come true. And first of all, to hit my first major league home run here at Yankee Stadium.
It didn't sound like he was Susan. That sounded like a guy's voice.
Yeah,
laughing,
someone
right?
was chuckling there. Yes, it was a man.
Mislabeled. Tim Hill, the winning relief after Clark Schmidt threw five innings of one-run ball. Also, over the weekend, you had Devin Williams implode on Friday night. So we found out yesterday, at least we heard from Aaron Boone and Devin Williams. I know we don't hear from him usually, but this is Boone on Williams. Really just going to be a reliever right now.
For right now, I think it's
it's best for everyone that we pull him out of that role.
The role of being a closer, Williams asked about that.
Are you disappointed?
I mean, yeah, it's disappointing, you know. You work for years to get to that point, and to have that taken away from you, it's not a fun feeling at all.
Well, the reason this was taken away from
you, it's undeserved.
The reason it's taken away from him is because you made them take it away from you.
And that was his last clip. Yeah. It wasn't undeserved.
Right. All right. So that's all right. I didn't hear that.
Yes. Yeah, good awareness. You got the Yankees in Baltimore tonight. First pitch on the Fan at 6:35. Will Warren will make the start. A couple of other things from baseball throughout the course of the morning. Bill Belichick sat down with CBS. He was
Sunday morning, right, with Tony DiCopoli.
Yep. And he was asked about his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, who was to the side, if you will, watching this.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
Fair enough. The follow-up question, at least in the clip that was posted.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
wow.
shut that down.
I'll tell you, she is a very confident young lady, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's one way to put it. But I thought we knew how they met, though. What was so controversial about that? It was
on
a plane,
right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
we've heard about it every which way.
Right, he signed the book and the whole thing.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's weird because they put themselves out there all the time with all the Instagram stuff, and then when they're asked questions about it, then they're running and hiding.
I thought it was odd.
Yeah.
Very odd. And then you mentioned that he was asked about social media.
You joined InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
He could just be a total jerk, though. You know, he could really be a total. All this stuff is out there, and Tony's asking him questions about what you're putting out there. How about
I know.
Honest answer.
Yeah, I really thought he was going to react differently because he's been different with this relationship. But
not
no,
talking
he,
about this.
Not talking about this. Okay,
and it's
all right, boss lady.
It's an it's an odd sight because as you watch the video, she's off with a laptop in front of her, and she literally. We're not talking about this. Okay. Like, wow.
Yeah. And then Tony DiCopoli was like, no. He goes, no.
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 Wow. No, we're not. Did I stutter? Yeah. Like, she's in charge.
She is in charge. She may be running the whole North Carolina football program.
Possibly. We shall see. And not a good day for the Devils. They lost to the Hurricanes 5-2. They are down 3-1 in that series.